November 2nd. I forgot to write in yesterday's report about the woman from the building across the alley, one floor down. I saw her through my kitchen window last week. I don't know her name or even what her top part looks like, but every night about 11 o'clock she goes into her bathroom to take a bath. She never pulls her shade down, and through my window, when I put out my lights, I can see her from the neck down when she comes out of the bath to dry herself. It makes me excited, but when the lady turns out the light, I feel let down and lonely. I wish I could see what she looks like sometimes, whether she's pretty or what. I know it's not nice to watch a woman when she's like that, but I can't help it. Anyway, what difference does it make to her if she doesn't know I'm watching? It's nearly 11 o'clock now. Time for her bath. So I'd better go see. November 5th. Mrs. Mooney is very worried about me. She says the way I lay around all day and don't do anything, I remind her of her son before she threw him out of the house. She said she don't like loafers. If I'm sick, it's one thing, but if I'm a loafer, that's another thing, and she has no use for me. I told her I think I'm sick. I try to read a little bit every day, mostly stories, but sometimes I have to read the same thing over and over again because I don't know what it means. And it's hard to write. I know I should look up all the words in the dictionary, but I'm so tired all the time. Then I got the idea that I would use only the easy words instead of the long, hard ones. That saves time. It's getting chilly out, but I still put flowers on Algernon's grave. Mrs. Mooney thinks I'm silly to put flowers on a mouse's grave, but I told her that Algernon was a special mouse. I went over to visit Faye across the hall, but she told me to go away and not come back. She put a new lock on her door. November 9. Sunday again. I don't have anything to do to keep me busy now because the TV is broke and I keep forgetting to get it fixed. I think I lost this month's check from the college. I don't remember. I get awful headaches and aspirin doesn't help much. Mrs. Mooney believes now that I'm really sick and she feels very sorry for me. She's a wonderful woman whenever someone is sick. It's getting so cold out now that I've got to wear two sweaters. The lady across the way pulls down her window shade now, so I can't watch anymore. My lousy luck. November 10. Mrs. Mooney called a strange doctor to see me. She was afraid I was going to die. I told the doctor I wasn't too sick and that I only forget sometimes. He asked me, did I have any friends or relatives, and I said, no, I don't have any. I told him I had a friend called Algernon once, but he was a mouse and we used to run races together. He looked at me kind of funny, like he thought I was crazy. He smiled when I told him I used to be a genius. He talked to me like I was a baby, and he winked at Mrs. Mooney. I got mad because he was making fun of me and laughing, and I chased him out and locked the door. I think I know why I've been having bad luck. Because I lost my rabbit's foot and my horseshoe. I gotta get another rabbit's foot fast.